Good day. If you're listening, you must know that this is Radio Entrepreneurs, where we tell the stories of entrepreneurship through entrepreneurs who are on our show. This is Peter Meyerson sitting in for the inimitable Jeffrey Davis, being ably assisted by our producers, Chris Jarrell and Nathan Gobes. And we have a great guest to start our lineup today, Elizabeth Podromou, who's a professor at Fletcher School. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you here. So tell us about, what would you like to talk about?
I'd love to talk.
Is that open-ended
enough
for you?
That's great. That's fantastic. I'd love to talk with you and your audience about a new executive ed program that we're launching at the Fletcher School, the Strategic Leadership and Transformative Action, SLTA, executive ed program, which is a customized executive education program built in collaboration with our initiative on religion, law, and diplomacy that I direct, that is designed for faith-based leaders and faith-based organizations, so for religious leaders.
It's interesting. I didn't realize Fletcher dealt with religious, the religious aspects of international leadership. Is that something new, or has that been going on for a while?
That is relatively new. I joined the Fletcher School faculty in 2014, and I had a background in U.S. diplomacy. I'm a political scientist by training, working on geopolitics and religion, and then serving as the vice chair of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom for 8 years. And when I came to the Fletcher School, since Fletcher is the oldest graduate institution of international relations and diplomacy in the country, looking around the world where we live in a world that's furiously religious, for better or for worse, the school decided religious literacy needed to be built into our curriculum, the research work that we do, conferences, lecture series, and now executive ed, and that's where this comes from.
It makes an enormous amount of sense to me. I mean, I don't think I'd ever thought of it quite that way. I mean, it's clear that diplomats, the diplomatic corps here and abroad need to be sensitive to religion, but I didn't think about it in quite the way I think you're describing it. So tell us about this SLTA,
right. So this is, as I said,
if you'd gotten in a different direction, you could have called it SALT.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. we should have been more creative in that regard. But it is a program that is designed as a customized program. It's a four-day intensive program for faith-based leaders. And it looks at things like what is leadership, how do you do leadership, who's a leader, and then what's the purpose of leadership from the context of religious institutions, faith-based institutions. In this particular case, we're launching a three-year pilot, but my perspective, and I think it'll likely hold true, is that it'll go beyond this pilot. The pilot involves a particular religious tradition, the Greek Orthodox in America, and it is focused on the Greek Orthodox metropolis of Chicago, which is a large urban metropolis that covers six states, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, Minnesota, southern Indiana. I don't think I've left anything out. But the donor foundation was interested in this as a pilot that came to us and said, can you design something like this? It's totally customizable to other faith traditions. And interestingly enough, in the work that we do with this initiative on religion, law, and diplomacy, we've had faith-based leaders from a whole host of faith traditions ask us, do you do leadership training and can you build something for us? So now our answer is going to be yes.
So how does this work? I mean, so this is based in the metropolitan and Midwestern Chicago being a center area. But so does Fletcher go out and try to find, young people or these older people?
Great question. Yeah. So they're going to come to us. They're going to come to us for
who's they?
They meaning 30 individuals selected by a foundation will come to us from these six states to the Fletcher School for four days.
So, I don't mean to interrupt you, but so the foundation is going to pick these 30 people they think of as potential
leaders. So we help that foundation design an application. One of the things in the application process is for potential applicants to identify a project that they want to come in with, learn about, and presumably implement when they leave. There will be evaluation, measurement, and an evaluation a module in what they do so that they can begin to think about the impact of the project that they bring in and take out with them. But so the foundation will select 30 people. They'll come to the Fletcher School in January, as it happens, for 4 days of training. And they'll do things like strategic planning, financial management, accountability, transparency, growth. Growth issues. They'll do strategic communication. They'll also do modules on negotiation and conflict resolution, and then on project management. And also they'll begin to think about how to work collaboratively inside and outside their faith institutions, because that's one of the things they're most interested in. We live in the United States is a religious supermarket. It's highly conservative. People shop all the time. It's almost a supply side model. People think about religion in terms of products, ideas, and their leaders are products, impact in terms of their own needs and, everyday requirements. People evaluate just as they would other products, I mean, to sort of secularize the model. And so
you are doing that.
Yeah. So this, much to the chagrin probably of some faith-based leaders, but that's the reality. And they live in a religiously competitive supermarket. And what they want to learn is how to be good leaders. How do you have an impact within your own faith-based communities? And how does your faith-based community have an impact working collaboratively with other stakeholders and partners, religious and non-religious, in the public square to address some of the most complex questions facing our country, and also seeing opportunities and maximizing those opportunities.
So are these, this group of 30 that's going to start this program, mm-hmm. are they all typically young?
It's deliberately cross-generational, so from, 20 to whatever, to infinity.
My age.
Okay, all of our ages eventually. So young to old, it's cross-generational, it's gender inclusive, and it also includes, ordained people and lay people, non-ordained people. And it also has an approach to leadership that thinks about leadership within, again, the more specific confines of these faith-based organizations, but also leadership, how people take their faith-based teachings and apply them to their leadership, whether they may be, a kidney transplant surgeon or, an auto mechanic or an entrepreneur. And how do they bring those particular skill sets in their own professional environments back into the faith-based space to be more effective, cohesive leaders?
I mean, it's interesting. So I'm sort of thinking as you're talking, and to me, this plan would work, for Jews, Muslims, anybody.
Right.
And so you started, I guess, fairly deliberately with the Greek Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a reason for that?
Well, because they, along with others, approached me and the Fletcher School, but they had a very specific request. So the conversation continued and, we moved things forward relatively quickly. And there was also support from a donor foundation to do this experimental pilot. And as I mentioned before, we did, for example, in the Initiative on Religion, Law, and Diplomacy, we had support from the Luce Foundation for 2 years of research, conferences, lectures on religious literacy. What does it mean to be religiously literate if you're going to be a CEO of a major international corporation, or if you're going to go into diplomacy. And so the religious literacy piece, I think, was something that was attractive to this organization. Other religious leaders, faith-based leaders, have asked before but haven't had a concrete proposal. And also this gives us the opportunity to say, here's something that we're doing. are you interested? We can now customize this for you.
So it sort of started with the foundation who was interested in in the Greek Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds easily translatable into
Absolutely.
I mean, once you get started.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the connection between leadership on the one hand and religious literacy on the other hand, I think is really important. Interestingly enough, one of the modules that we'll do in this is a module on American religion in the public square, and looking at the evolution of the United States as a religiously plural environment. What does that mean in terms of leadership? What does that mean for this specific, you know, religious institution? What does it mean for others? And what are the kinds of, you know, issues that your faith-based institution may have, you know, the greatest sort of traction and capacity to address? And what do you feel a responsibility to address? So maybe it's climate disruption. Maybe it's poverty. Maybe it's homelessness. Maybe it's migration and displacement and modern slavery that goes along with that, everything from supply chains to trafficking in human beings. How do leaders in your institutional environment apply their teachings to address these very challenging issues? And who are the partners and stakeholders that they can find to collaborate with?
I mean, it's a very interesting program. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you to talk about this,
They can reach out. I'm on the website of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy.
Do you have their website?
It's Fletcher, www.
Probably if you Fletcher type in Fletcher School of Diplomacy,
yeah.
You'll get it. Yeah.
They can also look me up. I can spell my very last name.
Go ahead.
So it would be Elizabeth with a Z, dot PRODROMOU at Tufts.edu. And I'm happy to discuss the program, to discuss the broader work that we do with the Initiative on Religion, Law, and Diplomacy, and talk to any of your entrepreneurs who may be interested.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a fascinating area, and it's one that in today's environment, you know, really needs to, you know, be addressed. You know, where the power of religion, for good or bad.
Right,
you know, is becoming different than it was 20 years ago or 40 years ago.
Right,
you know,
right. Yeah, I mean, we study economics, we study politics. Religion is just one more variable to study in terms of understanding the international environment. And certainly, again, within the context of the United States, but more broadly, if you're an entrepreneur, I mean, it's likely that, first of all, you need to know your religious ecosystem, just like you need to know your economic ecosystem. And it's likely that, you know, your workforce is highly religiously diverse. It's important to understand their expectations when it comes to their own identities. What are the things they look like, they look for, and everything from, you know, dress requirements to food requirements to how they talk about who they are. That produces a workforce that's either very cohesive and extremely productive or one that's, very riven by cleavages. So it's just one more variable. Religion's part of the basket of things that we need to learn about in the world today.
Very well said. Be interested to see what the result of this test is.
I'd love to come back
maybe
and,
come
and
back
talk about
and
it
talk
with
about
you.
About
yeah,
it,
I'd love to.
You know, in a while.
Yeah, if you'll have me.
Oh,
okay.
We take anybody.
Thank you very much.
But
I feel good about that.
But you were a good guest.
All right,
so.
Thank you very much. I tried to behave. Thank you.
Anyway, this is Peter Meyerson. We will be back after the next break. That was Elizabeth Podromou. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And we will be back shortly.
Thank you.